Did you know that I can do a great impression of the Roadrunner?
Go ahead.
Beep, beep.
Is that close?
Yeah, I was expecting something more. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's all. That's all the Roadrunner did.
I know.
Meep meep. Meep meep.
All right.
Do you do any impressions? Maybe this is how we're going to start the show. Is do some impressions?
I don't know. I can do. I can do Clint Eastwood.
Really?
Go ahead. Make my day.
That's pretty close.
That's not bad. I used to be able to do Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah. Back then, everyone did Ronald Reagan, yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Nancy and I, or something like that, anyway.
How about this? Never go against the family.
The Godfather.
That's my my shot at Brando.
No, I never have been able to do impersonations, really. I just try to impersonate myself, and I have a hard enough time doing that. So
I can do an impression of you.
Okay, go ahead.
Doritos.
Okay, got a little work to
do. I am bold.
No, Doritos for the bold. Oh, dear.
You can do you better than I can.
Thanks, and I'm sure you can do yourself better than I can.
This is Keep Talking with Greg Rennie and Rob Reiford on Mind Body Matters.
Yeah.
So here we are again.
Oh, are we starting?
Well, of course.
Okay.
Great interview with Amanda Shea last week. That was pretty amazing. She's a very, very funny person too.
Yeah, and very as I pointed out in at the tail end of the interview, she's a spunky gal, and I like her. I like her demeanor. Yeah, and just her outlook on things. And let's face it, that's when you suffer from something. In her case, lupus.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually your outlook on things, and she's got a great outlook on stuff, and to the point that when she's not feeling all the best, she picks up on that and tries to change things to make her outlook so much better.
Yeah. Actually, on that, I haven't asked you for a while, so I'll ask you on air. How are you doing? You lost your son last September to suicide. He killed himself. Here we are in February. How are you doing? How are you doing with the grief and loss and coping with it?
I have my moments I mean, you know, I'm never going to forget the guy, obviously. And so, you know, you remember, and then it might be a funny thing. It might be a sad thing. I still go back and I'm, thinking about the day I got the phone call from my oldest son, explaining that, his younger brother had taken his life, and that still haunts me. I still have problems sleeping. I you go to bed at night and all of a sudden he's on your mind, how do I answer that question? Honestly, I said I'm doing as well as expected. But I mean, it's a process, and, I think back to a lot of people that I've lost in my life, and it's a tough thing. We should actually talk about that down the road with perhaps an expert talking about loss in life.
Oh, grief and loss. Yeah, we get maybe like a bereavement counselor or somebody like that. Yeah,
yeah, because whether it be a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, an aunt, an uncle, a friend. I mean, loss is loss.
Yeah. And, I mean, even if you lose your job, right? You get laid off. I mean, that's a loss. You got to grieve a loss of a career that they ended.
And you and I have both been through a divorce. That in itself is a loss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So relationship losses too. the person doesn't have to pass away. I'm just talking about old relationships and stuff like that. You know, I still think of some of the people I was with over the years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, no, getting back to your original question, I'm doing okay. I mean,
I hope so.
Life goes on.
Yeah, I think about him often myself, too. And, you know, it was only a short period of time I got to know him, but I often think about him.
But life goes on. And this is my creative segue into what I want to talk about here. Yeah, that was actually a lyric from one of my favorite musicians, Seal, and who also has lupus.
That's right. Yeah. Well, sorry, I missed it. What was the line that is from a Seal song?
Oh, life goes on.
Oh, life goes on.
Life carries on.
Life carries on.
Yeah.
Seal is his music, and you met him once, or maybe.
No, I actually in total three times, face to face. Yeah.
Yeah. Did an interview with him back in your days.
Yeah. And when he performed at the old Montreal Forum in Montreal, Quebec, I had a chance to, that was the first time I met him. And I remember telling him, it was just a quick greet and meet type thing. And I said to him, I said, never get rid of your producer. And he says, why is that? Because I said, well, because he's amazing. his producer is Trevor Horn.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. No wonder sounds so good.
Yeah, Seal started back in the 80s. He was I believe London, England, in the UK, and he was with a band called Push, and it was a funk band. And then in 1991 or thereabouts, he came out with his debut album, which had Killer on it. Mm-hmm. It had Future Love Paradise on it, had a song called Crazy.
Mm-hmm. But we're never gonna survive.
I remember playing this CD over and over and over again. I couldn't get enough of this guy. And then I think it was about, I'm going to say mid-90s, that I actually had the chance to meet him, as I said, at the Montreal Forum. And we'll put up a picture of Seal and myself, and you'll see how this guy towers over me. Like, I'm 5'11" and a nose. And this guy has to be, I'm going to guess, at least 6'5", but he's huge.
Well, the picture's on our website, mb-manners.com. All of our celeb pictures on there. And if you wanted to scroll down to the bottom, guys, there's a black and white photo of Rob and Seal. And yeah, tall guy.
But he's very tall. Yeah. And one of the most down-to-earth people I have ever met.
Oh yeah,
and I think that's why I love his music. Yeah,
like when you met him and that, like, were you a fanboy? I mean, was it difficult meeting someone that you really respected as an artist? Were you nervous at all? Or?
I sent you an email last night, and as you remember, I said, "Do I not look like a young kid in a candy shop, like standing next to Seal?" Like
got a big smile.
Oh, I had the biggest smile on my face, but. No, I have to admit, I had the jitters meeting him, and it was all, the meet and greet was all supplied by his record company. So, I mean, I knew I was going to meet the guy, and I thought, okay, what am I going to say to him? Other than the fact that I love your music, and what comes out of my mouth is, never get rid of your producer. And he says, why is that? I said, because he's really, really good. And Trevor Horn, just so you know, The Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star. Okay, that's Trevor Horn. Also, he did work with a member of the band Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Right, he worked on that.
So, I mean... tons of different musicians Trevor Horn has worked with, and he has not, since Seal's first album, Trevor hasn't gone away.
Since Seal's debut, Trevor Horn hasn't gone away.
No, he's still been by Seal's side all these years, and he's an amazing producer. Just different types of sounds and knowing how to put them together in a cohesive effort. And I'm a big fan of Seal. He also, like, a lot of his music has a dark side, and for some reason I've always had a little bit of a dark side to my life.
I've noticed that in some of the songs mm-hmm. that you like of Seal. They're pretty dark.
Well,
When We Die.
Well, the song Human Beings, for example. Yeah.
Human Beings, yeah.
I have to bring up my notes.
Please, God, don't sing it.
Okay, I found my notes here. But, for example, the song Human Beings. I'll read a couple of lyrics here to you, Greg. But it goes, "It is only love I feel that will give us peace of heart. In my hour of desperate need, I feel closer to the one. Oh, but why?" And then it says, "Please, human being, if you bleed, they will say it was destined. They'll be punching tickets by the minute if you fall out of life. Desperate, desperate." And then here's something that, you know, you were talking about my son's death.
Mm-hmm.
This next lyric here, "Tell me, is it death you feel that will bring you peace of life?"
That didn't get past me. I noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
When you sent me the lyrics. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he goes on in his lyrics and he says, "Who won? Tell me, who won this? Tell me who won. Tell me who won this." And then it goes on to say, and this is exactly my son. It says, "When you lose your self-esteem, that's when love dies."
Wow.
Pretty deep, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
"We're mere human beings. We die." And you know what? Mm-hmm. That's the truth. That's what it's all about. We are human beings, and eventually we will die. So, I mean, mm-hmm. like I was saying, these lyrics are dark, but at the same time, they're true. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I can relate to his music. But the reason we were bringing up Seal was he suffers from lupus. A lot of people, we were talking about this on last week's episode, and yeah. A lot of people wonder about the scars on his face. And mm-hmm. those scars, they weren't from a fire, as I had mentioned in last week's episode. A lot of people thought he was in a fire, and that's how the scars appeared on his face. But actually, I think he was like 21 years of age, and that's when he was diagnosed with lupus. But those scars on his face were from lupus.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I saw an interview. Henry Winkler, for some reason, was
the Fonz. The Fonz.
The Fonz. Yeah. Yeah. And just recently read his autobiography, and I highly recommend it. But I digress. In this interview with Seal, he said, "It's an awkward question, but I want to ask you, how did you get the scars?" And he talked in great length about lupus.
Yep.
I think originally they didn't diagnose him, so he wasn't quite sure if he had it, and then realization that these scars are permanent. Mm-hmm. I guess from what I understand so far, in a bit of what Amanda told me in the pre-interview and during the interview, is that there are rashes that show up that are indicators of lupus. And I saw some pictures on the internet regarding mm-hmm. lupus, and there were rashes on the face, and somehow it destroys the pores or
yeah.
something.
But another thing, too, as I was doing some of my research today, I did know that we were about the same age, Seal and I, but his birthday is February of 1963. My birthday is March of 1963. So he's like 1 month older than I am. So we're about
I wouldn't have said that. That's
no, but he, you know what? He does. He looks a lot better for his age than I do.
I'm glad you said that because I, you know.
No, like I said, I've been a fan of Seal since the early 90s. I was so much in love with his first album. That song, as I mentioned, Crazy, amazing. Future Love Paradise was another song, and there was a song on that album called Killer. And the guy speaks from his heart, and I think that's why I have fallen in love with his music. It's something that I can relate to. And
so it's the lyrics more than the music, or both, or like what hits you so hard that you're such a fan?
Chord structure is one. We'll talk about this down the road on another episode of Mind Body Matters, but sometimes it's chord structure that just, oh, you hear something going from, say, a major to a minor chord or something, and it just hits you right in the gut, mm-hmm. you know? Music has feeling, and when I hear Seal's music and the chord structure, not to mention the spectacular production of Trevor Horn, I go, oh my God, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was listening to Human Beings today to get contacts for our chat today.
Yep.
And I found it very sad, the music itself, and then when you think of the lyrics, you know. But the music is down. It's not an uplifting melody.
Yeah, I mean, the topics that Seal writes about, you know, it's about loss of relationships or someone who has passed. A lot about his music is about loss, whether it be a relationship or whether it be, you know, someone who has passed. But you're right. It's a bit of a downer, but I've always gravitated towards that type of music, and I don't know why.
What was his biggest hit? Was that Killer? Because that's the one that I recognize.
Probably his biggest song, Greg, would be Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, yes, yes. Just that one, really, and Killer, I recognize. But, no, I can't say I was a big fan, but I, you know, he definitely was one of those artists that we played a lot of back in the 90s, yeah.
Okay, so the lyrics from Kiss from a Rose, verse 1. There used to be a graying tower alone on the sea, and you became the light on the dark side of me. Love remained a drug. That's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes became large, and the light that you can't shine can't be seen? But a lot of people related to that song. Not so dark as a lot of his music was. Now, on the other hand, when I hear something like ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, now there is a very uplifting tune.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
Just the beat of the song, it's very uplifting. Positive lyrics, Mr. Blue Sky, Mr. Blue. I promised I wasn't going to sing, my apologies. Were you ever a Beatles fan?
Oh, all my life, for sure. I listened to them today.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. What song? What song?
Lady Madonna. Yeah, Lady Madonna wasn't totally original. He borrowed, all borrowed from other songs.
Mm-hmm.
But all songs, not so much. I love John's songs. I'm a John fan.
I love both. I love Paul McCartney and I love John Lennon. I think when it came to love and peace, that was John.
Love, 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 love.
Paul was a little different lyrically. When you think about what they did while, you know, they were doing production on the Beatles songs, they always had new sounds, like George Martin, you know, worked with these four talented people, and they always came out with new sounds. Well, I'm thinking of it right now, the song A Day in the Life, and that last chord, like that piano. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that struck me, too.
Sustained chord at the end on the piano.
Yeah. I think of, mm-hmm. you know, some of my favorite John Lennon tunes. Imagine is one of them. Instant Karma. Dream Number 9 is another one. And, of course, his last album, Double Fantasy, songs like Woman.
Woman, Watching the Wheels.
Oh, yeah. But that song, Imagine, I can still relate to that today.
Many people do.
Well, imagine no hell, no heaven. In other words, imagine no religion.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Let's face it, I think... religions got us into trouble over the years, and not a lot of people realize that, but when you look at different wars and so on, it was religion that got us into those situations. And so, I mean, was John Lennon very very much ahead of his time? I think he was. Like, and his life taken too short. Like, I think he was like 40 years old when...
Well, he was young in 1980 when he was shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I heard the news about John Lennon. I think everyone would remember where they were at that time if they were, you know, who are our age.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about Seal. We've talked about Jeff Lynne and the Beatles. And, what kind of song are we going to end this segment on?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'll leave it with you. I mean, you're going to produce this. So.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to like and follow us on all social media. And if you like what you hear, hit subscribe, download, and share with your friends. Thanks. Mind Body Matters is a great media production.